O God, take our minds and think through them, take our lips and speak through them, and take our hearts and set them on fire. Amen. Please be seated. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree. To most of us, these are familiar words. We've heard this story many times. The virgin, the angel, the manger, the baby, the swaddling clothes. Yet here we are, gathered again, reading, hearing, singing the incredible story. God in all God's fullness is born as a baby. God comes to dwell among us. This is not just any old story. This is our story. It happened and it still happens. This story tells us who we are, and so we must keep telling it. Isaiah proclaims that the feet of those who bring the good news, those who tell the story, that their feet are beautiful. Good hearts or beautiful spirits sound much more reasonable, don't they? Beautiful feet. That night near Bethlehem, the feet that bore the good news were worn and cracked by a lifetime of Palestinian dust. And then that night they had tromped through sheep fields and a stable. These feet weren't even clean, but our prophet tells us that they are beautiful. The message was brought by angels in the sky, sure, but it was always spread by dirty feet. Every ounce of our Christmas story is real and physical and tangible. One translation of John tells us that God became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. The creator of the universe came to dwell among us. And when our God came to us, surely we were all changed. Our whole world is changed. But maybe sometimes we forget the mystery that God is changed. God is affected by us too. How many people does God partner with that night? Jesus depends on a young girl to carry him, a conquered peasant man to guard him, and uneducated shepherds to announce his birth to the world. He grows up as a boy, probably affected by the peer pressure of his pals and the subjugation as a peasant in a military empire. Our God enters the fray. God doesn't enter the fray by pulling some strings from heaven afar, pulling a miracle here, changing a little bit of history there. No, God comes to earth and is here with us. God gets involved in the mess. God in the mess is hard for us. Most of us want an immaculate faith. We prefer things to be clean, uncontaminated, black and white, clear cut. Some emphasize an immaculate conception. For others, it's an immaculate view of the Bible. My struggle is that I often want an immaculate church. Shouldn't the beautiful bride of Christ be able to get along, be happy, tolerate, and maybe even like each other? Despite plenty of evidence to the contrary, I still get incredibly angry when an experience shows me that an immaculate church doesn't exist. But the truth is that God is never among an immaculate people. God is always among real, struggling people. Why? This is our hope. Because the truth is, I am messy. We are all messy. We're all broken. And you don't have to look too far to know that our world today is pretty messy. And we weren't created to live this way. This is the good news of Christmas. The God who created us would rather get dirty than leave us alone in the mess. God has never given up on us, then or now. Our Lord comes down that first Christmas as a baby and makes his home among his people. And it doesn't end there. He keeps working. The first Christians called themselves the body of Christ because after the life, death, and resurrection, they really believed that God had stayed among them. They told their story to everyone who would hear that God came to dwell with them. Amidst the military might of Rome that was trying to bring together a unified world, this group began living together, sharing their things, breaking bread and drinking wine together, and bringing themselves into harmony, although they were from completely different cultures and backgrounds. They claimed that their God had formed them into a living, breathing body, and that God was doing the work of healing, reconciling, and mending humanity in them. This God dwelled among real people and partnered with them to bring his kingdom. Christ used their feet, their hands, their mouths, and their existence to tell the story. The church now, too, is the body of Christ, and our story is still that God is here among us. The good news that we celebrate at Christmas is that God does not come to some impeccable, perfectly prepared people, but that our God enters my mess, your mess, and the mess we all make together. God among us is restoring our world, healing all that is broken in us, and bringing the peace and love for which we were created. The good news that we celebrate this season is not just that God came once, but that God is here now. Today we keep telling the story in the way those first Christians did. We celebrate that God became flesh and blood, as real as the bread and wine that we will share here. We celebrate that his flesh was broken and his blood was shed to make us new. And we celebrate that he rose from the dead and is still alive and working here in our mess, among us now and always. God became flesh and dwelt among us. God has been born among us this morning. God is here with us. This is my story. This is your story. This is our story. As we go, may your life and our life together tell the story of God born among us. Amen.